control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. And you can go back in the podcast all the way to the beginning of 2009, free for you at freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. And then coming up, extremist letters. We'll talk about those. But first, Rick is in California, I do believe. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, guys. I heard a story I wanted to share on NPR Science Friday. They said... during Prohibition, 1926, people were, instead of getting the drinking alcohol you would normally get since it was prohibited, they got the black market going and they were getting industrial alcohol, and the government didn't like that. So the government required that poison be added to the industrial alcohol, like mercury and other toxins, and they actually ended up killing 10,000 people.
Wow. It figures. These are some of the consequences of prohibition. Whenever you you use force on people to try to get them to behave in the way you want them to, there are many cases very, very disastrous consequences.
Yeah, and of course the government cares so much about people that it would add poison to, force that poison be mandated added to things. So
well, Mark, surely everybody reads all the press releases from the government, so they should have known, right? I mean, right. Everybody must read all the notices.
Especially back then when you probably could have gone, you know, your whole life without seeing a cop.
Any other thoughts or things you want to share tonight, Rick?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. There's one other thing. In terms of whether the Free State Project can happen or not.
Oh, it's happening.
The way I see it, I think the message that you're getting out is essentially a good one. And I think ultimately the progress that humans have made throughout history in gaining some freedom is mostly it's a function of what the individuals expect. And if all of the individuals expect freedom, then maybe freedom in some sense can be achieved.
That's a possibility. I think what you're saying there is that you get the government you deserve.
Yeah, in some sense, it's a matter of changing the individual, the way that individuals think about. And the government uses schools, as you guys point out, to kind of program people to make sure they, fall in line with the government. But
I don't think it should be downplayed the role that geography plays in that, because there are places in the world where people do not expect freedom and they don't have it. Right?
Yep.
So, I think you can limit that even to something as small as a state. Look at Texas. They look at themselves with a certain pride and almost a sort of secessionist pride. Texas is the best of them. So you can have this kind of state conversation that goes on. And I think that's part, a large part of what the Free State Project's about.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Hey, I do hope that the Free State Project becomes an example for other people in other places as to how they can be free, too.
Yes.
But
that'd be great. I'd love to see the whole world get set free, but I'm not planning on that.
It seems to me that you'll see it fastest if you have one place that goes, and then it can be an example to others.
Exactly.
Rather than sort of waiting around for everybody to kind of get free.
One of the things that I don't want to see being set in as an example as far as how to achieve freedom, because I don't think it'll work, I think it's counterproductive, is agitating for violence. It's one of the things that is very distasteful to me, and especially so because at one point I was in that camp. I was in the camp of people who fantasized about doing awful things to the state agents, and I've since moved away from that. But as I mentioned on the show, a few nights ago, it's still kind of a constant it's a constant challenge. Because
sure.
When I was watching...
They are agents of violence.
Right. Whenever you watch video footage, we were watching some earlier tonight of these cops busting into this woman's home. Peaceful woman. She never harmed anybody. They busted in. They jimmied the back door. They searched through the whole place and were very aggressive toward her and very rude. They didn't luckily hurt her. But nonetheless, I still felt the anger welling up inside me. And I started thinking things that I did not want to be thinking. I was
sure. I mean, there's an armed man that broke into her house. There's some things that you immediately think when you see that.
Right, and so it's moving away from that, making a conscious choice to not follow through with thoughts like this, and instead replace them with thoughts of forgiveness and as much as possible understanding and love. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. So that's why when I see this story, the Associated Press reporting that the FBI is warning police across the country that an anti-government group's call to remove governors from office could provoke violence. The group called the Guardians of the Free Republics wants to restore America by peacefully dismantling parts of the government, according to its website. It sent letters to governors demanding they leave office or be removed. Now, they point out here that investigators don't see threats of violence in the group's message. Certainly nothing explicit there. You know, for all you know, when they say you'll be removed from office, that could mean that we're going to serve papers on you and declare that the sovereign peoples have removed you from office. Wham shazam. So there's no real explicitness to what they were saying. But at the same time, it does still have that tone to it, right? You know, you either leave or else this.
Yeah.
The or else right. kind of statement is typically what you hear from government, you know, what you typically expect yep. from a violent organization.
Yep, it has that sound.
So I don't support this, we're going to force our changes upon you mentality, the idea of threatening violence and threatening, singling out the state agents and threatening them somehow. I don't think that's going to get you to freedom, and I don't think these folks that want to restore America are going to be able to do it by whatever their plan is, whether it involves violence or just sending mean letters to the governors. I don't really think that's going to restore their republic. And how
and
can
why
they
the governors?
Who knows? I'm sure they have their reasons, Mark.
All governors?
Guardians of the Free Republics. Well, 30 governors have gotten the letters so far, not all 50. Maybe they're still in the mail. Who knows? Investigators say that fear of the broad call for removal of top state officials could lead others to act out violently. At least two states beefed up security in response. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty said he received one of the letters but wasn't overly alarmed. We get all kinds of, shall we say, interesting mail, so it's not out of the norm, he said. It got more attention because it went to so many governors. As of Wednesday, more than 30 of them had received letters saying if they don't leave office within 3 days, they will be removed, according to the FBI. They do expect that all the governors will receive them. In Nevada, screening machines for visitors and packages were added to the main entrance of the state capitol as a precaution. So even just a letter is getting these government bureaucrats to freak out and buy more stuff and spend more money and increase their, you know, the level of security, the level of at least apparatus of security, whether it's actually providing security or not is another question, whether it's theater or not. But nonetheless, as we've seen, whether it's violence, which definitely results in an increase of the police response. It creates more excuses for the police to buy new weapons, for them to militarize even further. Or in this case, the slight allusion to the possibility of threatening violence still gives them the excuse that they feel they need to, as they say, beef up security.
Yeah, they beefed up security. There you go. I can't imagine what their bodyguards are paid, but I'll call it $100,000 a year, and that's probably low. What have you cost people here? What's beefed up? How many? I don't know. You've cost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of the people of the states that you've sent these to. Congratulations.
One of the bureaucrats said, we're not really overly concerned, but at the same time, we don't want to sit back and do nothing and regret it. So any excuse they have to buy more stuff and to hire more bureaucrats and to increase the size of the police state, they will use it. So I don't really think this is going to do anything. If you disagree, you're welcome to join in here to the discussion at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sending letters to the governor, not going to change things. But getting together with like-minded people and taking an approach that involves a variety of different things, of disobedience and politics and the media and changing people's minds, changing people's hearts and minds. Sending a letter to the governor is not going to change a heart. It's not going to change a mind. I don't think.
It doesn't seem like it's doing anything to me.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, the webcam, listen lines, so many different things there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their website. Ours is free. In fact, you can go and sign up for a free account. You can actually submit show prep ideas, turn in your ideas for what we should talk about on this program. The most popular ideas, you can vote up and vote down the ones you like or dislike. And the most popular ones make it to the front page of the website, making it far more likely that we'll see it and talk about it. Head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's totally free. We continue with your phone calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Good evening, fellows.
Hey, David.
I have a brief question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a model or in this time period that we're presently living or in the past to the ideal situation that the Free State Project is trying to achieve, like something that is looked toward?
I think that if there were, we would be there.
the ideas.
The past?
Some would say. One would say that, like, Iceland.
I'd say that probably the best examples are sort of the frontiers, especially in America.
You mean the Wild West?
Places like the Wild West, and if you considered the Wild West wild, studies have been done, and it shows, in fact, that the Wild West is 26 times less dangerous than Baltimore, 10
right.
times less dangerous
a
than
lot of
New York City and Washington,
D.C. You mean per capita?
DC.
You mean per capita, not
yes.
compared to...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it's been over-dramatized for the purpose of Hollywood movies,
sure.
making it more action-packed.
Guys with bead hats shooting each other.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been watching Deadwood recently on recommendation of one of the activists up here, and it's very good.
But
very entertaining.
The government apparatus grows much more slowly than people would move as far as these kind of frontier situations would go. So basically the best example are frontiers.
Okay. I was just curious about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new frontier, really, because where else do you go at this point? So it's really more of a frontier in people's minds at this point.
Also, a frontier doesn't have a Walmart, a Home Depot,
yeah.
three grocery stores, four if you count Walmart, and all these other things that the Free State Project does.
Right. There was a movie that Ian showed me when I first moved up here, Interstate 60.
Ooh, yes.
And
fine
one
film.
Of the characters discusses what a frontier really is. He describes it as a safety release for society, a place for people to get away and sort of get back to basics, let off steam.
To set themselves free to
yeah, exactly.
to
and
escape.
That's exactly what the movie's about. You know, the main character goes on a journey down a highway that doesn't exist and meets all kinds of crazy characters and learns a lot about himself, what he wants,
mm-hmm.
What he doesn't want, what other people want for him.
It's a great film that to some extent it's a coming of age movie, but it's unlike anything I've ever seen. It really has the message that was alluded to, I think, earlier on the show tonight, that, you know, once you find this message, the message of freedom, and once you get it, there's just no going back.
Right.
And in the same way, the character in that movie has his mind opened to things he hadn't, just a viewpoint he had never experienced before, and then he could see things in a way that other people couldn't see. David, any other thoughts for us tonight? He's gone. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can actually hear him turning up his radio at the end. Interstate 60. I actually found out about that movie when I was watching, I think it was John Carpenter, and I believe it was Big Trouble in Little China, the DVD for that movie on the audio tracks, one of the commentary tracks. He and Kurt Russell are commenting, and I'd heard them comment before on one of their other movies that they did together, and I really enjoyed their comments, so I was listening to this one. Both John Carpenter and Kurt Russell are self-described libertarians, by the way. And it's great that they work together so much because they're really fun. The movies they do together are a lot of fun. And they were talking about one of Kurt's projects at the time that he was involved in when they were doing the commentary. So I think it was the late or the early portion of the aughts around the year 2000. And Kurt Russell was talking about Interstate 60, this little movie that really has a very, very small budget, but some pretty big names in it. I mean, people like Gary Oldman, Christopher Lloyd. Are in this movie, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox, Kimberly, the Pink Power Ranger. For
that's
all
right.
Of,
that's right.
My generation.
She is super hot.
She is.
You've seen this, Mark, the Interstate 60?
I don't know. No, I don't
she
think so.
She is super hot in Interstate 60, let me tell
I'm
you.
I'm talking about the Pink Power Ranger was hot.
Yeah, she's even hotter, I think.
Yeah, and a little sluttier,
cause much
it's not
more so.
Children.
In fact, that's her character is basically a slut. But nonetheless, Interstate 60, highly recommend it. You can, I think, see it on Instant Play on Netflix. You can also, of course, rent it
from... I haven't checked. I would just go out and buy it if I were you.
Buy it sight unseen?
Yeah.
Well, it is. It is that good. It's a fine, fine film. So, but anyway, what turned me onto it was Kurt Russell was talking about how he played a libertarian sheriff in the movie, and I thought, well, that's good. I mean, I enjoy Kurt Russell's movies anyway, and so I thought, well, I've got to see that. And I didn't realize how great a movie it was going to be.
Who's Kurt Russell?
Are you serious? You don't know who Kurt Russell
is? I just don't know names.
Sorry, you were in jail for like a decade. Kurt Russell was in Escape from New York.
Is it Snake?
Snake Plissken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So yeah, yeah, I know who Snake Plissken is.
He started in Disney movies, and then he ended up being Snake Plissken.
Miracle?
I haven't seen his Disney movies, but I know he was doing
He was the coach in Miracle for it was a hockey movie about when the U.S. beat the communists.
Oh, he did it as a young kid, too. He did Disney movies as a young kid.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you remember when you used to see in the video stores, there were the Disney, like the live-action Old Yeller kind of in the white clamshell cases.
Peach Dragon.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of those old ones from the you know, the, like the 60s and the 70s. I think. At least a couple, at least a few of them. So, so yeah, definitely go and take a look at that.
Jamie Lee Curtis did that kind of thing, that same kind of coming
up,
too, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
800-259-9231. So, actually, in the movie, he is a... Libertarian sheriff kind of stretches it when you actually get to that segment in the film. I don't know.
When I first saw it, I wouldn't have described him as
No, it's kind of twisted. His character's a little twisted, but it does talk about drug prohibition to some extent. It does address that issue.
Right. He's almost a villain, but in an interesting way. You know, he's giving people a choice most certainly, and. Unfortunately, a lot of them make the wrong choice.
You know, you made me want to watch it again because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in a little while. So yeah, make a note. Check that one out when you get a chance. Toll free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you've got something from the folks over at Cracked.
Yes.
And we had a relationship call earlier this week. I think it was last night. That I thought was fairly good, and this is a relationship issue that you're going to be telling us about. What is the name of this story, Amisha?
This is six things men do in order to get laid that science says turns women off.
So six things they do that does not work.
Right, they're failures.
This has not succeeded. These are the six things that will probably guarantee you will not succeed at engaging in pleasuring a lady.
You mean my cheesy pickup lines? They don't work?
Apparently number six is talking to her.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's with Crack, the meat's in the article. It's not in the list.
Well, maybe what they'll say there is that listening is more important. We'll get to that. We'll find out what Crack has to say. Your thoughts as well are welcome. You're also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5000. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go. Wow! Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about all kinds of ways that you can, make it difficult for the system to increase in the size of the police state or, grow in, as far as taxes and tyranny. And I think that one of the great ones is jurisdictionary.com. It is a step-by-step system for learning how to deal with the judicial system. There's a five-hour video seminar, a couple of 2.5-hour audio classrooms, and all kinds of in-depth reference tutorials on drafting pleas, understanding the court's power, getting evidence from the opponents, and motions and hearings and all the things you need to know. An eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours how to take your case to court, either pro se or just watching over your own attorney. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's great. I recommend it.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, we're going to share the six things you probably shouldn't do if you are interested in getting close in a sexual manner with a lady. We'll get to that here in a little bit from crack.com. But first, to your phone calls about what you want. James is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing?
James, how are you? What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I was talking about the Interstate 60 movie. And,
yes, sir.
Yeah, and I had that sounded familiar, and I looked it up and said, yeah, I've seen that movie before. It was several years ago. But, I really don't remember what it was about.
Oh.
But I'm glad y'all brought it up. Yeah. I'll have to revisit it.
Right. Definitely go out, rent it if you can. I don't know if you have Netflix or not. Not sure if Blockbuster would have it.
It is a fairly obscure film, which is a shame because it was actually created by Bob Gale, the director of Interstate 60 is the guy who wrote Back to the Future.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
and that's one of my favorite movies.
Back to the Future is an awesome film, and so from the same mind, the same creator, he directed Interstate 60. So I mean, great director, great cast. It's just for whatever reason, I think it's too intellectual of a film. I think, Interstate 60 is too smart of a movie to really get a good box office release.
It's too challenging.
Yeah, I think for a box office release, definitely.
It's not academic smart.
Oh, no, not at all. It's very down-to-earth movie. It kind of really lends itself to pretty much anybody, I think, could walk in and enjoy that movie.
So, James, it's a shame you don't recall. If you get a chance, take a look a little closer. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not much. It was great meeting you all at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, right on. Yeah, James from Louisiana from the Liberty Forum. Thank you, sir, for coming out. We look forward to seeing you back here in New Hampshire as soon as possible. And thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. All right, so cracked.com, Mark, you're going to share with us the six things you probably don't want to be doing if you're interested in getting sexually close to a lady.
From crack.com, as we mentioned in this article, attracting women can be so easy that you don't even realize you're doing it. Of course, most of the methods are totally outside of your control and can only be done on accident. Unfortunately, it turns out that there are just as many things that you're doing to repel women, again, without even knowing it, and don't blame us, it's science. Common turnoffs include, number six, talking to her. So you're in a club, and thanks to those eight shots of Jaeger, each of which you swear is making you exponentially sexier than you were before you downed them, you finally decide to approach that hot chick you've been leering creepily at all night. You've got her your game face on and an arsenal of pickup lines that would slay Victoria's Secret catwalk. With a perfect storm of raw sex appeal like this brewing all around you, it comes as no surprise that the object of your carnal desire is flirting back. But then, as you are preparing to land your plane at Bonesville International Airport, she starts backing off. Somehow, the more you talk to her, the less smooth you become.
Mm-hmm.
When she awkwardly ends the conversation, 5 minutes later, you're literally babbling like a moron with a totally, now totally useless. Never mind.
This is cracked.
So, what the heck happened? If you feel like you sound stupid when you talk to women, don't worry, you do. In a recent study, men chattered with attractive women, and then they were subjected to basic tests. They failed miserably.
The men were.
Yes. And when we say basic tests, we don't mean fourth grade math either. We're talking about being able to remember your own address, unless you were asked to take a woman there. Right, killer? Unsurprisingly, the more attractive you find a woman, the worse this effect is, and the stupider you will sound when you talk to her.
Hmm.
Scientists don't go so far as to say that everyone was thinking that the effect was caused by blood flow away from your brain directly to another part, but women suffered no such memory lapses at all when tested after chatting with handsome studs like you. However, one of the scientists did say the difference could come down to the fact that women are interested in things other than looks when men are reproductively focused. Which is a much more tactful and scientific way of saying dudes easily get distracted by the thong, the thought of a boning. So, number 10. Did I say 10? 5.
Before you go on that one, now, that seems to me to some extent to be a rephrasing of an old sales axiom, and that is that he who is answering the questions or he who is talking the most is losing. People in general, I don't think it's just women. I think that in a conversation with anybody, they are not that interested in what you have to say about you. They're much more interested in talking about them.
Right. If all you do is talk about yourself, it makes you seem like you're big-headed. You're so self-involved. If you talk about them, people love to talk about themselves because everybody is self-involved to some extent.
Of course, you have to be.
And it's really, just get them talking about themselves and they'll –
which means asking questions. I mean, it's not to say you shouldn't answer a question, but you should, I think, try to turn the conversation back around to learning more about them and giving them the opportunity to, talk about their beliefs and what they think. And I think that applies to anybody who's having a conversation with somebody new, whether it's male, female, or male, male, or female, female. Mark, you're the salesman here. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think that the what they're saying here is absolutely true, that guys do get dumber as they talk to attractive women.
But I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the general concept that people who are talking with one another, whether we're talking about men and women, would help if you paid attention. I was talking about the idea that
you should be less boring.
I was talking about the idea – Luther was paying attention. I was talking about the idea of men and women, or men and men and women and women discussing just meeting each other for the first time, the idea – or just in general conversations that you don't want to be talking about yourself. you want to have the other person talk about themselves.
You know, I have tried that system, and it doesn't necessarily work. I think that the early on in this article is the best advice that people can get is most of this crap is chance, and you don't have a lot of control over it.
I'm not saying it's going to guarantee you anything. Yeah. I just think that, you know, from a sales perspective, don't you think that that's the case? I mean, the salesman who's blabbing all over the client is likely not going to make the sale, whereas the salesman who's asking the client, you know, what they're looking for, what would, you know, help them, what's their
beliefs. I don't
know
that what works in the regular world works in the early on relationship world. I don't know that that's true. And in fact, I don't believe that's even true.
Does it work in the sales world from your perspective?
Yes.
That's what I was asking you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Number five, Mark.
All right.
Try not to type your emails during the show.
You were putting yourself out there too much, after all, in this day and age, for better or for worse. Women sometimes like to make the first move, right? So instead of going up to a lady and moronically chatting away, you instead decide to lean coolly on the bar and smile at the ladies. That way, in their own time, one of them can come over to you and flirting can commence, except that none of the ladies are, so you're very obviously acting interested in, except that none of the ladies you are so very obviously acting interested in ever approach you. What could you be doing wrong? Well, we really enjoy mocking the pickup artist community, where guys look like this and they're showing a guy with a fuzzy top hat, which is really funny. Hold seminars on how to reel women in by acting like you don't like them and dressing like a douchebag. But research shows that at least a little bit of there's a little bit of factual basis behind their bullcrap. So
more coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You're welcome to add your thoughts to the conversation here, or bring up anything, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. green. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate, and you can do it without using your money or credit and replace any job or business income within 90 days. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught over 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought almost 2,000 houses and millions in commercial real estate. If you'll call 800-761-5821 and leave your name on my voicemail, I'll send you my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and a complete guide to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license required, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-761-5821, 24 hours, and get my $69 CD and report free. Take your life back and turn this recession into the best year ever. Again, that's 800-761-5821.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231 if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like the amp-only podcast without the regular podcast commercials you hear, plus the amp-only, forums and call-in lines. amp.freetalklive.com. And one of the biggest sponsors and longest-running sponsors of this program is SACL CAI.
Yep. Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe these debts only affects these industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to have to put the six things that you shouldn't do as far as getting sexually close to a lady that you might be first meeting for the first time. We'll get to that here in a little bit from Cracked if we get a chance, or we'll just put it on hold and continue it another night, because we got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in not Tennessee, you're in Texas now, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you a funny story about what happened at the Chinese consulate today.
Okay.
We're here trying to get some passport issues cleared up with my wife's parents, and so we had to go to the Chinese consulate. And a funny thing, there was a guy there. My wife overheard this conversation because one thing about Chinese people is they talk very, very loud. So you can really eavesdrop very well when you're around them if you understand Chinese.
Clearly.
So this guy is up at the window of the Chinese consulate, and this shows how bad the economy's gotten in this country, because he was telling the Chinese consulate that he doesn't have a passport because he's illegal. He said he was smuggled into the country. So he said he doesn't have a Chinese passport, but he's at the consulate trying to get another passport from China so that he can go back to China. That's how bad the economy is in this country.
Oh.
Here's a guy who got in here illegally, and he's begging the Chinese consulate to give him a passport so he can go home again, or even arrest him so he can go home. He doesn't care.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That was pretty funny. And then the security wasn't very much either. You know, they got, of course, all the consulate people are behind bulletproof glass. That's like a big bank, so you can't do anything to them anyway. But they have, as you come into the consulate area waiting room, they've got a metal detector and an armed guard And all the armed guard's doing is just waving everybody through the metal detector as it beeps when they go through. So, I mean, they're not concerned about guns, knives, or anything.
Now, Gene, how is a consulate different from an embassy?
I think they're just like a lesser office. I'm not real sure. But you go there anyway for your passport issues and visa issues and things like that. So.
But it's something for set up by the government of China to handle folks from China and what they need.
And people like me that want to fly over there, you've got to get a visa in your passport, and that's the place you go to do that.
But yeah, it is basically and effectively it's an arm of the Chinese government, right? In another country.
Oh yeah, it's considered Chinese territory. They've got their flag flying up there, and it's all Chinese people there that live in China at other times and then just work here.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing the story tonight, Gene. Anything else on your mind?
That's about it. I'm kind of pressed right now to get back to my wife. So
hey, you're in Houston. You said you're in Houston, Gene?
Yeah, we're in Houston today.
Do you go to Houston often?
No, actually, we've never been to Houston. Oh, this is our first trip here.
So, I mean, just a real quick question. I know you want to get back to your wife, but we've talked about how Houston doesn't really have any zoning to speak of in many areas. Is it anarchy there in Houston? I mean, are there pig farms right next to houses and that kind of thing?
Well, I haven't seen anything quite like that.
Nothing sticking out.
It looks like any other city.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you as always.
That's because businesses are going to group themselves in the way that makes sense anyway. And most zoning was grouped around the businesses, was made around the businesses that were already there and then just sort of enforced that. If you want to change it in some subtle way, then you've got to pay thousands and thousands of dollars and grease the right palms and all that other stuff.
Let's jump back into the relationship suggestions from crack.com, 6 things that you shouldn't do if you would like to engage in sexual relations with a lady.
Yep. So speaking about relationships seminar
or
teacher
five.
Guys. Yeah, five. What research shows is that at least a little bit of a factual basis to their bullcrap. In his book, The Game, journalist Neil Strauss entered the world of the pickup artist and learned one important thing. Women like men who ignore them. According to his experience, your best bet at getting a girl is walking up to her in a group, completely ignoring her and chatting away with her less attractive friends. We would write that off under our normal rule of don't believe anything that is also believed by a man in a furry top hat. it saved our lives more than once. But another study came up with hard numbers. The dating site OkCupid.com actually went through their database of pictures of men, and the men had submitted and tracked how many contacts each yield. The study showed that out of 7,000 photos determined that men who didn't look directly at the camera in their profile pictures, listen to this, guys, men that did not look directly at their profile, at the camera in their profile pictures received more messages on average than men who did, about 50% more, in fact.
Wow.
It said, if said picture combined them looking away with an expression of disinterest, smiling smiling drove down the effect some, but it's still not as much as eye contact did.
Wow.
So look away and look lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No word on how many of those messages were from cam shot robots, but still. Now, obviously, you can't take this into to its logical extreme. I'll get tons of women never get within 10 miles of one. That's the ultimate expression of disinterest, because clearly the men in the study were also expressing the fact that they were looking for a mate or else they wouldn't be on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about total disinterest. The data suggested it's about somehow showing that you're interested but not in her.
Interesting.
Number 4, best way to lose a woman, dancing. So, and this is from the movie
Hitch. I would never
Hitch.
Try that.
Yeah. He says, he's teaching the fat guy, the fat comedian that I don't know.
Oh,
How to dance. And he's like, all right, you put your arms by your side, you step back and forth. This is where you live. This is how you dance. And the guy busts out some, really, they look great, like great moves for such a big man, And he's like, never do that again. And I think that this is absolutely true. So you've tried the pickup artist way, but quickly found that sitting in the corner looking like you didn't like women failed to score you any tail, and you peacocked her out with the feather boa and everything. But you have a trick up your sleeve, your sextastic dance moves. After all, dudes that have been getting girls this way for thousands of years. When you finally get drunk enough, you hit the dance floor. In your mind, you're Fred Astaire-ing the crap out of the place. Unfortunately, that when you're actually doing is some bizarre alt new wave version of the robot that has every girl in the room pointing and staring open mouth, and not in a good way. But it's okay, because deep in your heart, you know that one day a girl, hopefully one that's looking like Zoe Deschanel, I don't know who these people are, will realize
some actress.
Yeah, your dancing just means that you're quirky, free spirit, and she'll have a quirky, free spirited sex with you. 50 years later, you die alone. So what the heck happened?
Yeah, why not?
Dancing is a high risk venture. Yes, there's a reason why dance clubs are usually just an orgy waiting to happen. But if you dance badly, you'd have been better off staying far away. Scientists say that if you suck at dancing, it signals to women that you're a bad mating partner. Mm. It's a subconscious sign that your testosterone levels are lower than average, which means that you're not up to a lady's baby-making standards, and your awkward moves on the dance floor have evolved as a neon flashing sign to warn women to steer clear of you and your inferior DNA. This effect only increases as you get older. The awkward bad dad dancing you've seen at every wedding you've ever been to during the session at the Taylor Hicks American Idol. I don't know anything about this.
I'd like to say, pop culture references.
Yeah. Dad dancing is probably partially about dad's not caring. If I were to get up and dance,
yeah, who cares?
I'd right. dance any way I want, right. and I don't care what they think.
You're not trying to pick up a girl.
Right, I'm not. I have, you know, they're not interested in my gray-haired butt anyway.
Right.
They do not care.
But if I got out there and started to dad dance, it would be disastrous.
I don't know. I actually had a friend who would do this. I agree that you shouldn't, if this article says you shouldn't. But I had a friend who would actually dance pretty badly and was phenomenal at picking up women. Admittedly, they were not necessarily attractive women every time, or most of the time. But he, my God, the guy had triple-digit numbers in
quantity,
his early,
not quality,
very
huh?
early 20s. Yeah.
We are out of time, though. Put a bookmark on that one, Mark. I definitely want to hear the remaining three when
right,
we get a chance. Luther, Mark, and myself, we are out. Thanks, boys, for joining the show tonight.
Yep.
And thank you for listening in. We'll be back tomorrow night for our live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Good night.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.